welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 8 in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in verses 12 through 13. For I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sins no more. When he speaks of a new covenant, he declares the first one obsolete, and what has become obsolete has grown old, is close to disappearing. I walked around yesterday in a Jesus shirt as I placed a flagpole in our pit to signify freedom, not just in our land, but in Christ. Amen. It was a day I will soon remember as a day of realizing freedom, remembering we all must die at some point, but living in freedom to choose the charity we seek to accomplish in His name. Life gives us opportunity to proclaim in any location, and surely a motor crash track is an obvious place of fast-paced living, but assuredly, I exposed what it means to live God first to the crowd and what I wore and by the truck that reminds people that prayer is our biggest defense against evil, and that by placing God first, all else will fall into place. I encourage all to practice, pray, proclaim, what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray in silence for the prayers of those who just entered the church over Easter season. May they live to understand what it means to pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 8, concluding with verses 12 through 13. It's a two-stanza poem. It's titled, Evil Doings Forgive Will I. Evil doings forgive will I. No sins will God remember. Covenant new, God speaks or die. Obsolete the first, we must consider. Disappearing is old. Obsolete it has become. In Christ we grow bold. Redemption in the Son. Amen. I'm going to change that poem and make that surrender. Let's go over that together real quick. Evil doings forgive will I. No sins will God remember. Covenant new, God speaks or die. Obsolete the first, we must surrender. Disappearing is old, obsolete it has become. In Christ we grow bold, redemption in the Son. Amen. That's pretty cool, I like that. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins, it's April 24th, 2022. Recording this morning at 9:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today. May God lift you up in His Word and allow you to understand what it means to practice, pray, and proclaim how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my good friends John and Marie, God bless you guys. Hope you're having an awesome day in the Lord, as we close today at 5:11. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus, for all your gifts. As we glorify today the name of Christ in all things, on Divine Mercy Sunday. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. God bless you.